Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 491, an excerpt from the book, The Angry Therapist, A No BS Guide to Finding and Living Your Own Truth by John Kim. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. This is not your typical podcast. It's more like a gigantic, ongoing, free audiobook, especially like today when I'm actually reading from a book instead of a blog. And by the way, it is with permission from the authors. So today features a book called The Angry Therapist, which comes from John Kim, the creator of the Angry Therapist website. He actually has a really interesting story. I'll mention some of that at the end of the show, along with how to pre-order his book with bonuses. But I like getting to the reading as quickly as possible. So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. An excerpt from the book, The Angry Therapist, A No BS Guide to Finding and Living Your Own Truth, by John Kim. There's a difference between how we feel and who we are. So how do we separate the two? How do we live in our truth instead of our heads? How do we detach our feelings from our worth and abilities? Acknowledge. The first step is to acknowledge how you feel. Feelings don't disappear because you ignore them. They will only grow louder. Many believe if you ignore your feelings, they will go away on their own. The truth is that they will build up. If you want to release, you must first own. The more you try to ignore or suppress your feelings, the longer they will stay inside you. This is how resentment builds. This is when we use shame to emotionally cut ourselves. Be aware of how you feel and don't judge your feelings. They're just feelings. Just because the feelings feel bad doesn't mean you are bad. Know that. Scan your body. Notice how your feelings manifest physically. Allow them in. Then sit with them for a bit. It's like squeezing your muscles to release tension. The more you acknowledge and fully accept how you feel, the easier it will be to release them. Explore. After you have allowed yourself to feel your feelings, the next step is to explore where those feelings are coming from. It's important that you allow yourself to feel first so that you feel heard. If you jump to exploring where your feelings are coming from without allowing yourself to feel them first, there is room to minimize your truth. You are not letting yourself be heard. Fully accept and feel first, and let that take as long as it takes, but not to the point where you're drowning in them and letting them control your life. Many times our feelings are triggered from events that have happened in the past. Explore that with gentle curiosity. This is the learning piece, the beginning of the growth process. The goal is to see if there's a pattern to those feelings and what the triggers are. Again, you're not judging or arguing with your feelings. You're exploring where they are coming from. Maybe someone has hurt you in the past and what happened recently has triggered that experience, so what you feel is amplified. Maybe you're feeling fear because what you're going through now feels familiar to something you went through before. Maybe someone cheated on you and the person you're dating now is acting in a way that reminds you of that. Or maybe it's deeper. Maybe your dad left early on, and when you feel someone being distant, you feel the rejection again. Once you learn why you feel the way you do when you feel the way you do, you can start to trace things and connect dots. You can start to pull back and understand yourself and your wiring better. You can make it about you instead of about other people. This understanding is what leads to change. Without this understanding, it's easy to get lost in your feelings and let them lead you. Since we often hold on to and dwell on our negative feelings rather than the positive ones, we will often be led by our negativity. This is when we can become highly reactive and make decisions we will later regret. Find your why. Figuring out the why is where you'll find traction. Our motivation comes in our why, not our what. Why do you react? Why do you feel anger when he says that or behaves that way? Why does that hurt you so much? Why do you always go to that place? Why do you run? Why do you hide? Why are you attracted to that type of person? Why do you put so much pressure on yourself? Why do you see the things you do? Why do you always see it that way? Why do you fall into that thought pattern? Once you have a better understanding of your whys, you can make healthier choices about how to respond to your feelings and triggers instead of reacting to them. Remember, this is a process. It takes time. Be gentle and patient with yourself. Revelations. The next step is to gain awareness through your revelations, or what many people call aha moments. You realize you think a certain way or discover a pattern that you keep falling into that prevents your growth. Going back to your feelings, what are some of the conclusions you make about yourself or others because of the way you feel? Again, feelings are not facts. Once you discover the whys, you may realize that just because you feel something doesn't mean your conclusions are true. Be aware of the messages you tell yourself. Put yourself in an observer position and notice them. What does that say about you, how you think and behave? What revelations do you have about yourself by going through this process? Execution. The final step is execution. Take all this information you've learned about yourself, how you think, how events from your past affect you today, and apply the changes to your daily life. That's execution. How are you going to take your revelations, what you learned about yourself and your thinking, and apply the new changes into your everyday life? What does that look like in action? For example, one revelation may be that when someone doesn't text you back within 10 minutes, you panic and think they're going to leave you or that something is wrong. You've realized that this feeling stems from your fear of abandonment. Your mom left you at an early age. Now that you know this, you can talk yourself off the ledge when he or she doesn't text you back within 10 minutes. You can put on your detective hat and conclude that there is no evidence that feelings have changed or that anything's wrong. The more you prove your old self wrong, the more you will shed your old beliefs and create new ones. Execution means you're breaking a pattern. That's where growth lives. You just listened to an excerpt from the book, The Angry Therapist, A No BS Guide to Finding and Living Your Own Truth by John Kim. What's really cool about this book is that there are practices that go along with each chapter. I didn't get to read one here today, but you can see it in the book. They're really helpful. And this book is available for pre-order right now. He even has some bonuses set up for that. I have a shortcut link to take you there. It's oldpodcast.com/angry. Should be pretty easy to remember since he's known as The Angry Therapist. But if you forget, I have it linked in this episode's description and at oldpodcast.com as usual. John Kim has a really interesting story. He pioneered the life coaching movement 7 years ago and is a very unconventional therapist because he started blogging about his life after divorce on Tumblr of all places, eventually building it up and creating a coaching team from there. You should check him out and the entire book. Again, that's at oldpodcast.com/angry. I think that does it for today. I hope you're having a great weekend. And I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, will optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.